on some renal. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is kidney biopsies. Kidney biopsies. Well, why are kidney biopsies so important? So in general, if we do a kidney biopsy, what is it? Post-op, post-procedure. So if I'm looking at a patient that's post-op, post-procedure in general, forget kidney biopsies, what's the mnemonic that we're looking for? Good. Ash. So kidneys, liver, any type of biopsy, lung, what are these organs? They're highly vascular, right? They're highly vascular, which means that there's a lot of room for error. But in general, post-op, post-procedure, we're looking at ASH, because what's the mnemonic? Do not let your patients turn to ashes. So airway is above all else. Why? If I'm going to get a biopsy, well, maybe I have to sedate them. I may even have to intubate them. Nonetheless, I'm worried about their airway. And that is above all else. Always number one. The remainder, you find me one of those. The next one is what? Altered mental status. Well, again, we've given them medication. We've sedated them. Maybe they come out and they are disorientated or whatever. All of a sudden, wait, what just happened? What just happened? The next one is sepsis. Well, yeah, we just did an invasive procedure. So of course there's going to be the ability to have sepsis because we may be able to introduce bacteria, fungi, viral infection into their bloodstream, right? And with sepsis, what's my triad? We're at 96.8 and below, or 100.4 and above. So you can be hypothermic or you could be febrile, right? What are the other two signs? Hypotension, tachycardia. But in sepsis, do you think the boards are just going to be like, oh yeah, this person is septic and they have 100.6 and their blood pressure is 60 over 30 and the heart rate is 127? No. That would be too easy. What are they going to say? At the incision site, there's purulent discharge. And they have a fever of 100.6. Logical deduction? Critical thinking? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you have to be able to figure it out. Hemorrhage. Highly vascular organs, kidney, lung, liver. If you do a biopsy and they're highly vascular, do you think there's a risk for causing hemorrhage? Absolutely. So now if I do a kidney biopsy, since we're doing renal, what are the signs and symptoms of hemorrhage? Hypotension and tachycardia. So this person is going to come out. Do you think that they're just going to say, oh, this person is hemorrhaging and their blood pressure is down and their heart rate is up? No. What they're going to say is this person is post-op. Whoa. Who are you going to see first? Initial, priority, urgent, most concerning, immediate, report to HCP. And their post-op after a kidney biopsy and their blood pressure is 60 over 30. Now it's up to you to realize that this person is hemorrhaging. It's up to you to realize this person is hemorrhaging specifically with kidney biopsies because it's a highly vascular organ. Now, my question is, on the boards, remember when I tell you this is how the boards would ask this question, you better start that in your notes. On the boards, this is how I would ask it, or this is how you're going to see your question. DKA, hemorrhage, sepsis, what do we do first? Fluids, fluids, fluids. With DKA, what are they going to try to trick you with? Insulin and potassium, right? But no, you're not going to do that. You're going to give them what? Fluids first. Hemorrhaging, what are they going to try to trick you with? Blood, yeah. Give them blood. And then with sepsis, what are they going to try to trick you with? Antibiotics. Good. So these are board favorites. Board favorites. So do not fall for those tricks. Do not fall for those tricks because they are commonly asked questions and they will be in the answer choices and you're going to look at them and be like, oh, wait, this person's got DKA. Maybe I should give them insulin first. No. Just think about real life. If somebody comes into the ER, what are you going to do first? You're going to get intravenous access and you're going to do what? Start fluids. Always think about that. Just in general, DKA, sepsis, and hemorrhage. Always get fluids first. Do not fall for that trick. With kidney biopsies post-op, how often are we going to check vitals for the first hour? Every 15 minutes. 15 minutes is quite regular and it's frequent. So Q15 is very high frequency because again, why? We're dealing with a highly vascular organ. If we are going to do a kidney biopsy, what must we obtain? Good. Informed consent. If a patient is going to get a kidney biopsy and is on an anticoagulant, what are some anticoagulants? Just run of the mill. NSAIDs, which include aspirin. How about your warfarin? Clopidogrel, good. Clopidogrel is a good one, clopidogrel. So warfarin, clopidogrel, NSAIDs, which include aspirin. Your apixaban. All of these are going to be an indication. Heparin, I wouldn't say because why? I'm not concerned about heparin. I don't think it'll be there unless they're already hospitalized and on HEP. But why heparin typically you don't take home, right? I mean, we do in real life, we can give it and send it home, but for the sake of the boards, we don't, right? Because of the fact that it's short acting and the administration is a little bit different. But these ones are gonna be ones that they will be taking at home. If they are on an anticoagulant, how long do we stop? 7 days prior to doing the procedure, right? With this education, what type of a question would this be on the boards, right? What type of a question would this be on the boards? Select all that apply, right? Select all that apply. Because it's education. Check vitals every 15 minutes. Obtain informed consent. Ask them what 3 words about them being on medications. Tell me more. Are you on any type of anticoagulant? Tell me more. Okay, cool. Are you an anticoagulant? Now I'm going to tell them to stop for 7 days. When they come out post-op, we are going to lay them on the affected side. We're going to lay them on the affected side. Why do we do that? Good. Because ultimately, we want pressure on that side. And we don't want it to bleed. So the idea is stop them on any anticoagulant so they don't have the risk of bleeding. However, we're going into a highly vascular organ. We're going to do a biopsy. We're going to look for ASH when we come out of it because, well, it's post-operative procedure regardless of any type of a procedure. We're always going to look for ASH. But in this situation, if I do a kidney biopsy, lay them on that side. So if I do my right side, lay me on that side because I want to put pressure on it. Because if I put pressure on it, the idea is kind of like having a bloody nose. What do? You put pressure on it so you can heal. You can clot. So lay them on the affected side. Lay them on the affected side. Cool. So recap. I started doing these recaps, so it just kind of helps you see everything. Recap, kidney biopsy, highly vascular organ. Post-op, post-procedure, always look for ASH. Airway, always above all else, altered mental status, sepsis, and hemorrhage. Make sure you realize that the vital signs in all of those are going to be different for sepsis and hemorrhage. Be able to do logical deduction, critical thinking. When they come out, check vitals, Q15 minutes. For the first hour, you will see if they're hemorrhaging, you will see that decreased blood pressure, increased heart rate. We give fluids first. You must obtain informed consent. Make sure you say that the therapeutic communication, tell me more. If they're on any type of medication, any type of anticoagulant, look for those tricky ones like clopidogrel or aspirin. And now you're going to stop them 7 days before they do a biopsy. And when they get done, lay them on the affected side and monitor their vitals. Cool.